Maseches Beitza, Perakei Mishnehe, Hagacheles Kiragle Habaalim, Vishalheves Bechol Makum. Egacheles, a coal, follows the Ragle Habaalim, the Tchum of its owner, as we know, limiting it to 2,000 amos in all of the owner's directions. Vishalheves Bechol Makum. But a shalheves, a flame, can be taken to all places. A flame is not considered a real object. It is not tangible, and therefore is not restricted to the laws of tchum. In a similar vein, gachela shel hektesh molin ba. A gachelas, a coal, which belongs to hektesh, can be a violation of me'ila if one would take pleasure from something which belonged to hektesh, such as a coal. However, v'shalheves, if it is a flame, lo nehenin v'lo mo'alin, the nehana'a, the enjoyment, would not be one which would be a violation of me'ila, as shalheves, flames, are not considered tangible, and therefore would not be a violation of me'ila, of benefiting from hektesh, from the Beis HaMikdash's property. Similarly, Hamotzi Gachelas L'Rishus HaRabim Chayav, when he removes into Rishus HaRabim a Gachelas, a coal, would be in violation of an Isser Doraisa on Shabbos, of carrying without an Erev. However, Vishal Heves, if he carries a flame, Pater, he would be exempt, as we said before, that a flame is considered intangible and therefore would not be in violation of an Isser on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, Bor shel yachid kurag lehayachid, a pit which belongs to a single individual, the contents of the pit are limited to the tchum of that individual. V'shel anshe osa ha'ir, kurag leanshe osa ha'ir. But if the pit would be in part of the larger city's domain, belonging to the entire municipality, so the pit and its contents are limited to the tchum of the city, and the only place you can take the objects of the pit would be within 2,000 amos of that city. V'shal ole vavel kiragle hamamale. If you had a pit which did not belong to a single individual, nor to a municipality or a city, but rather was dug by the Ole Bavel, by the people who would come up from Bavel for Aliyah L'Regel and would need to provide a source of water in all areas, in properties, in public areas which belong to no one, in the middle of nowhere, and have no tchum. Therefore, the Mishnah says, have kiragle hamamale. Whoever is the one who draws the water, even if it's on Yontif itself, would then define the tchum for that pit, and it would only be allowed to be taken based on the tchum of that digger. Mishnah continues in Mishnah Vav by saying, Mishayu feros avir acheres. If Reuven, for instance, had peros in a city which, based on his tchum, is too far away, ve'ervu v'nei osa ha'ir, but that city's people, realizing that they would be too far away to bring it naturally to that person, made an erev tchumen. An erev tchumen is a way of extending the tchum by placing from you 2,000 amos away a erev, which is a meal, symbolically showing that your residence is really at another point. And by doing so, you shift the center of the area and lengthening your tchum another 2,000 amos. And if the townspeople did that in order to bring Lahavi Etzel Mi Perosov, to bring the owner's peros to him on Yom Tov, lo yaviu lo, this cannot be done. Because as we said, that the tchum of an item is defined by the owner and not by those who were involved in its care. V'im erev hu perosav kamo. However, if the owner himself, Reuven, did this erev tchumen, he would be able to procure, to get these peros and bring it to him on Yontif, because he's extended his 2,000 amos, allowing him to reach the city on Yontif.